Hey, this is Dewey Bragg of Kill Devil Hill, and you're watching CMS TV.
See, that wasn't that long. That was fairly quick.
That's funny because I was going, hey, can you run a commercial for my picks, please?
Hey, I did. I'll even put the link up there. There's the link to
airpicks.cmspn.com. That's right. These are my autographed pick set. And I will have these out at the shows. Chris has an autographed one to show you right there. They're really awesome.
They are.
Piece of rock and roll memorabilia and $25. I will sign one for you and ship it out to you personally.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. Mm-hmm. Now, real quick before we start talking about CJ, since we're doing plugs at this point, let's talk about another thing to plug, which I wasn't aware of until I saw it posted. So I guess we're doing this. I guess we're doing Fright Night 2. Is that right?
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. This is the Thursday Night Fright Bite. It'll be the second one. I hope. I know our people loved it.
Yeah.
I don't know about your people over at Locals, but
they liked it. They thought it was funny. They thought it was fun.
Yeah. I mean, I saw it seemed like at least half of the people of my subscribers were in there commenting and stuff, which was awesome.
Yeah. It's fun. It's just me and look, this is how this is going to be different. Eric and I do this and we're shooting the shit and you know, whatever comes out of our mouth comes out of our mouth, but it's a little bit serious, I think. A little bit.
Yeah.
The bonus coverage, quite honestly, you're paying to see me and Eric get a little fucked up. That's really what you're getting. Eric's gonna smoke something. I'm going to drink and hopefully smoke this time, or at least eat some gummies or something.
I'm not doing anything. Count Crackula's doing all that. I'm just going to be hanging out with Susan.
Count Crystula is hoping to eat a bunch of gummies that night. I would really like to be stoned, especially for the movie that you've chosen, because I've seen the movie that you've chosen and it is a doozy.
I have not seen it. Count Crackula has not seen it either, but that's the fun of it. It's like I love watching stuff for the first time, so does he. And the movie is Rubber, and you want to, this is a Killer Tire. You were giving me a little
it clip. Is so the premise to this movie is that there's an abandoned tire that was thrown out of a car because it was like a flat tire or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it's haunted.
Oh.
And it comes back to kill people.
Sweet.
Total budget for this thing?
$300.
$300 and probably a $12 tire from a junkyard.
Llamageddon, I think they did really own that llama. I think they're like, you know, we got to make a movie, man. We got this llama, this farm here, you know, we got a couple friends. This is party, make a horror movie.
Clearly, the scene on the farm was somebody in the movie. Somebody in the movie owned that farm. Right. Probably the dad guy. It was probably the dad's farm. And he said, yeah, you can use my farm as long as you put me in the movie. I'm sure that's how that went.
Or that was their weed dealer or whatever. Because I don't know if their dad was going to let him smoke a bunch of bowls in there like they were doing.
I know this. They at least in that movie, they spent some money on that one dude's t-shirts. Jesus Christ, he wore 14 different shirts.
That was great.
So stupid.
That was a lot of fun. And so this is definitely going to be, you know, a monthly thing that goes down. But on Thursday, the 25th,
yep,
6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, you can, if you're in the locals group for
CMS.
For the CMS TV, you'll be able to watch along with that and comment. And if you're on my Eric Fiorentino's subscribers group page, which you have to go through my Facebook for that. Like, if you go to my Facebook, you'll see promo clips I put up for these events and so forth. And if you look in the comments, I put a link where you can join the group. It does it cost anything? Yes, it costs $1. That's it for the month. It costs $1 for the month. That just to watch these Thursday night fright bites that Chris and I do is worth $1 right there. You can't even rent these funny movies for less. But you can't get anything. They're closing all the dollar stores here, Chris, in town.
I know. Like,
okay, there's nothing for $1 anymore, but you can for $1 do the watch alongs with us. Now, I do my own programming on my subscriber channel. That's right. I have a show I'm focusing on called Sea Glass Hunters, where I basically go out to my beach and I take you along with me, and I predominantly look for sea glass because, you know, people love collecting that, and it's got does have some value to it, and there's some cool stones that have value, but I find all kinds of amazing things. And I wanted to announce I found another bone, sir.
Another human bone?
I don't know.
Holy
shit,
look at this thing.
I don't know exactly what this is, but I'll show it now. When I the terrible episode we did last week, my internet was shit. And I apologize. So I, you know, real quick, I'm going to show some of the other finds that I had. I don't know if this is all part of the same deal, but when I tried to show this last week, it just was all fuzzy, and I think most people tuned out. But first, I found this bone, okay, and then this was nearby it as well. Now I've been trying to go on Reddit and post pictures. This one's weird. It has some weird tar or something. I don't know if it was buried or something. These all could probably be from the same animal. I'm hoping it's like a cow or something like that. But this one, this bone, I saw the other day in the same area, and I haven't shown anybody this. Just the Chris Aiken Presents people.
Look at that.
So this is maybe a rib, or it could be, you know, the piece that that hinges here on the sternum and goes out. There's a piece at the top of your skeleton that kind of starts here.
Right.
So maybe it was a bigger dude. I'm not that big of a guy. But I don't know. But I think it's pretty big. I think either way, this, I'm feeling like this is maybe an animal that found its way into the river, the Tijuana River somehow, and then ended up in the ocean at some point. It's not unheard of for beef to get out that way. It does look like a large rib. Fuego.
Maybe it's a Bigfoot.
I'm hoping, as long as it's not a human, because I don't want to bring any weird juju into my bedroom here. You know what I mean? Some, like poltergeist.
It's some asshole that didn't pay his drug debt.
So got as
stuffed
of now,
in a barrel full of tar.
This, yeah. Well, that with the cartels, I mean, we're right by Mexico where I am. You know
what
I mean?
Saying.
So it's not unheard of. Yeah. Plus the fact that like anybody with a boat could dump somebody off there and go, I don't know, it fell off. I don't know what happened. Yeah. So right now I have these three bones. I think that they're all from possibly the same thing. But this was the latest edition. I thought that was pretty cool. I wanted to share it.
Wouldn't that be fucked up if this turned out to be like something like famous? Like these are new bones of Lacey Peterson or something.
Oh man, yeah. It's the Challenger astronauts.
Yeah, there you go. It's Christy McAuliffe. That's her rib.
That's right.
The meat cooked off it.
Yeah, I mean, that was one thing I learned because, you know, I started on Reddit, like, joining these bone collecting subreddits because now that I'm finding stuff like this, doing all kinds of stuff. What is this rock?
Right.
Things like that, seashells, like anything I could gain knowledge of for what I'm finding because I want to learn and share it. And that also holds up the production of the shows. Like the more I invest into making them good, it takes a little more time.
Right.
I do try to release an episode a week of Sea Glass Hunters. I put one on my main Facebook and then I put the next episode on my subscriber page. So
okay,
for people that are enjoying the show, pay the buck and you're going to get a couple extra free episodes out of it. And I'm finding, you know, bones. You watch me find this stuff. Here's some more cool things. Hold on. I've been finding sand dollars. I know where the spot is.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm finding all these awesome sand dollars, and I go out there every day. It should be, might be called sand dollar hunters. You know what I mean? But that's really cool because, you know, you're watching me. I'm taking you along. You see my feet splashing in the water. Yeah. I go out at low tide and boom, I show you how they're found. I mean, I'm sure everybody's seen a sand dollar, but have you seen somebody actually scoop one up off the ground? Or
it's cheaper than paying $75 for fucking YouTube TV to watch the History Channel or whatever.
What my, you know, when I started doing the show, I looked at it like something you'd watch on YouTube, like, because there are cool shows that Susan and I seek out, whether it's somebody going into thrift stores, and she loves the one June B, I think, show where the girls goes into thrift stores, creates outfits, and does these unique outfits with the stuff that's in there. Susan tries stuff. I see her, like, you know, wearing a bra on the outside of her sweater or whatever,
right?
Like the lady in Ghostbusters. No, she does cool stuff. That's actually more tasteful than that. But no, it's funny, the lady at the thrift store, like, it goes a little nuts sometimes. She's like a really skinny woman, so like she can wear like a ton of clothes and still not look fat. Okay. And she'll just start putting on like 90 different things. She'll have like a bathing suit and then like an apron and then a big raincoat and then a scarf and then a hat. And so, like, you know, put some crazy look together. But anyways, I digress. These are like shows that you would think are goofy when somebody would say, yeah, go to thrift store, but you get sucked in watching it and it's entertaining. And when they like the person, you know, they come back and watch it. There's another abandoned castle show we watch that she likes. It's actually called Brothers of Decay, which is a freaking awful name for a show. She calls it Abandoned Castles, and that's what they should have called it. But he's in Europe, and he just goes into abandoned castles and shows these places or mansions that have been left. Now, my show, it's the same thing. Sea glass hunters. I'm going on the beach, which you probably aren't right by the beach, and I'm just going, I'm beach combing and doing cool stuff. Now, I save you the time. I go out for about an hour or two a day. I save you the hour and a half of not finding anything.
Right on.
So I edit it down to where you're just seeing the cool shit, and you're seeing me finding the sea glass. You're seeing me finding some shells. You're seeing me finding some really interesting rocks. And I try to like say what stuff is. And so it's an educational show. The latest thing was the Mystery of the Bones. That episode's on my subscriber page. So, and of course you're going to get live Stephen Piercy stuff I put on there. When we go to do these shows in Texas, I'm going to be broadcasting live from some of those. There's a lot of cool stuff that's going to happen that I'm just in between right now. It's like I had a month off or something, so I haven't really been on the road to really put the cool behind the scenes stuff with the other rock stars we're around.
But you'll be on the road on Friday, right? Is that right?
Next week. Leaving next week. I think my flight, I leave on the 16th, I believe.
Okay. Very cool. So one more week of sea glass hunters, and then you get to it.
Right. The sea glass hunters, by tomorrow, there'll be another episode out. As I'm getting muted in some countries, but for using some of the sound effects that are in iMovie, I've decided I'm going to keep using my own music, and I'll just go in to Logic and make my own sound effects and stuff and use those so it doesn't get muted anywhere. But all these things have kind of like caused it to take a little longer. But have faith, guys. They've already gotten their money's worth for last month. This month, you're going to get your money's worth too. I know I haven't been posting a ton of stuff every day this month, but all the subscribers seem to have hung in there, and I appreciate it.
Dude, if you get one thing for a dollar, you're fucking gold.
Yeah, like Chris was saying, there's people that do this that people are paying $5 and they don't do anything for a month, right?
Yeah. I mean, shit. You do one thing in a month, that's worth a buck. For God's
sake. Right. I mean, that's why I keep it low, but I appreciate it. And I wish I didn't, but there's some way that I have to, as an artist, you know, fund my career. You know what I mean? Because obviously we love getting that free music everywhere, but my wallet doesn't love it. Neither does any other, you know, musician out there. So when there's musicians that you guys like, and if they're doing something like this, hey, do it. If you have like, you know, 20, 30 artists, you know, in a month that you follow that are giving you stuff you can't get anywhere else, hey, that's not too much to be paying. But for me, it's only a buck. Chris's locals is only $5.
$5. Over there. And I'm not going to give the big long intro because I do want to talk about CJ here, but just real quick on the locals side of things. We went live on Friday with honestly, some really tragic video of Jack Russell. That was just, that was pretty tragic. And I won't ask you to comment because I know you play gigs with them. So we'll just leave that off the table. But for me, it was tragic to see. But we did do like 45 minutes. Me and John did 45 minutes with that. On Friday this week, we are going to do a watch-along with Power Slap 7 from Vegas.
Right.
Is going to be on. Neely and I are going to be doing that, watching, because Neely's never watched a Power Slap event. So we're going to watch Power Slap for 2 or 3 hours. And more or less, it's going to be like a CMS, really, just with Power Slap going on. So that'll be fun. And then, of course, next week, we'll be doing the rubber watch along with Eric's Facebook group. And
that's right.
So there's plenty of shit going on over there as well. So sign up for whichever one or both. I mean, if you sign for both, it's $6 whole. You fucking spend that at Starbucks, for God's sakes.
Yeah, I mean, to be in my subscriber group, which we are like a cult, I was saying, we're like a friendly cult, not a death cult, but just a cult of friends, if you will, that everybody comments and seems like they're kind of making friends in there. Right now I have about like 25 people, which I couldn't fit that many people in my condo at the Beach Mansion West here.
There you go.
So I'm thrilled to have them, and I'm stoked, and they, you know, we're all getting to know each other personally. I've gotten cool gifts from them.
That's cool.
Yeah. My friend on there, Jim, sent cool shirts and hats and trophies and license plate frames. And
hell yeah.
Marsha, who comments a lot on there, she sent some cool stuff for Susan and I. She saw in photos that we have a Buddha. Okay. And there, Susan collects some of those. She sent some really cool Buddhas that Susan loves. She has those set up in there. A cool cutting board that I use. The Stoic Steve is going to be using for the Stoic Steve.
Nice. Cooking show.
So I love all these people. And, you know, the more the merrier. I do this for you guys, and it kind of gives me a purpose too. Like when I see people hit like on the Sea Glass Hunters, like they enjoyed going on the beach comb, it makes me feel good.
And
I love sharing this life with everybody. Like Chris said, it's just a tip, man. $12 a year to be with me for a year, all that cool shit you're going to get.
Nothing.
Plus, when I hit the road, it's back to the music. You're going to be backstage seeing cool footage, and I'll go up when bands are playing and show some of that and go live from wherever we are. Texas will be the next place.
And not for nothing, but Eric is gonna be at least one of those Skid Row with Lizzie Hale shows.
That's right.
Maybe there'll be some video from that. Maybe you'll corner Lizzie Hale and do the one-on-one interview with Lizzie Hale. We don't know.
I'll definitely be filming. I don't know. Going live is sometimes tough with these venues. The Wi-Fi always sucks, but I can just take video for later.
Yeah, you take video for later, but
support the Classic Metal Show today when you become a show VIP on our Locals page. It only costs $4.99 a month, and it's worth that and so much more. Experience all the real and uncensored talk about everything under the sun, including sex, politics, pop culture, and of course, heavy metal. Additionally, the CMS Locals page is the spot to get the audio and video episode of the Classic Metal Show commercial free. Also be on the lookout for episodes of the Classic Metal Show that aren't released anywhere else, prize giveaways, and much more. Join us today by visiting classicmetalshow.locals.com. Sign up and take part in the best online spot for the Classic Metal Show. Join today.